darlings, gays, dazed, and confused heterosexuals who wandered in. We're so glad you made it to Apocalypse and Avocados, the only podcast where your emotional baggage flies free and every boarding pass comes with a glitter trail. This week, we're doing what queer people do best, making the whole world our runway. We're talking pride celebrations from Brazil to Belgium, snowbanks to samba lines, because every time a drag queen crosses a border, a rainbow gets its wings. Carissa is off gallivanting in the chaos dimension, so sitting in with us today is your favorite ex-boyfriend turned Mike Hogger, Martin. Yes, that Martin. He's back, he's brave, and he brought snacks. Buckle up, babes. This is your captain speaking, and this plane is running on vibes and vodka sodas. Cue the music.
Apocalypse and Avocados.
Welcome back, Doom Scrollers. Today we are talking pride. From samba in Sao Paulo to glitter boats in Amsterdam, we're taking you on a fabulous queer world tour. Today we have Peter and Martin sitting in for Carissa. How are you guys doing today?
Okay.
Woo!
Happy Pride Month.
All the fucking twinks, they're coming out.
Demon twinks.
Yeah, I was just about to say demon twinks.
I mean, we used to be them.
Yeah, now we ate them.
Now I'm a twunk.
No thanks.
Are we going to really go there already? So many different, like, that's
yeah.
Why
gays, we're not like, getting into tribes.
Tribes.
We're not getting into tribes.
No.
Maybe. I mean, we have time.
I feel like it is part of pride, but I mean, today I think we can start with a little bit of history of pride. When you guys think of pride, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
Thanks. No, just kidding.
Well, I got that from your first statement.
I don't know. I feel like Stonewall is like an obvious one, but I feel like that is something that comes to mind.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's the first thing that comes to my mind, at least. But like, it's been going, like, we've been around forever.
And absolutely.
The history of it, too. So it's like, my mind goes first to Stonewall, but I'm aware this is not something new.
Yeah. For me, when I think pride, I think the rainbows, I think parades. I think of, Folsom out in California.
San Francisco.
Yep. It's San Fran, and then they have, I think of, like, Seattle Pride and stuff. And New York, obviously, because they have a big theme every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Brazil.
I was actually talking to my coworker about that the other day, because she's Brazilian.
Yeah, she's Sao Paulo.
Yeah, they have a very big party there. It's actually the world's biggest parade, I believe. 4 million plus attendees every year.
I believe it.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, yeah. I would only imagine that Spain is up there too.
Yeah, let's see. I think I have some information on that here.
I'm sure the European countries are killing it.
I believe Spain has the largest Pride celebration in Europe. And they kick off the Pride season, I believe.
I think so too. Or maybe they end it. I can't remember. But they have the massive white party.
Yes.
And I think it takes place in Seville, maybe? I think that's where it is. Either way, it's hot. It's not like here.
Yeah.
I mean, especially where we're from, Pride is weird because it's in September and it's not like a hot, like it's not a tropical or hot climate kind of place. So like, I understand if it's like Atlanta has theirs later on in the year and things like that. That makes sense. But like where we're from, why is it in September?
I don't know. Yeah. And then you can see your breath too when you're going out in it.
Yeah, there
you
are
can't
some.
Even be a slut.
No.
There are some other cities in the area that do it in September too. I believe there's one of the Connecticut cities that does a big one, does it in September also.
Is Connecticut even real?
Surprisingly.
Hartford, because I think Hartford has theirs in June.
New Haven, maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was looking them up the other day to see when a bunch of them were, and I noticed one of them from Connecticut was in September. I thought that was interesting.
What was it? MSN or something had an article about Northwestern Massachusetts, like Amherst and stuff.
Ipswich has one too.
Northampton, which I'm sure that's like very big.
Yeah. Northampton usually does a big one, I think. But just a quick backstory on Pride. So Martin was correct. The Stonewall riots in June of 1969 were considered like the catalyst that started Pride. The next year was the actual official first Pride parade in 1970. It was called the Christopher Street Liberation Day March. And that happened 1 year after Stonewall. Not exactly, but marking 1 year after Stonewall. After that, Pride spread around the globe during the 70s and the 80s. And the first Pride flag was actually created in 1978 by Gilbert Baker. And it contained 8 colors, including pink and turquoise. Pink represented sexuality, and turquoise represented magic and art, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now it has the rainbow. But also, to add to that, I think that we should touch on lesbianism in this.
Yeah.
They were a big part of it. That's why they're at the beginning.
I was going to also mention something about the flag, and there's so many different iterations of the LGBTQ flag, LGBTQIA flag. You know, like they have the bear flag, they have the lesbian flag, they have the bisexual flag, they have the transgender flag, they have, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so many, and there are, like, for every category that
flag too,
that falls within our community, there is a separate pride flag for them as well. So I think that that's important to remind people of that. Yeah, we have the rainbow flag that is the main, like, community flag, but everybody else is recognized with their own flags as well that we all support.
So yeah, in honor of Carissa, we'll start out with the beginning of the LGBT alphabet. Lesbians are put at the front of it because during the AIDS epidemic, they were the only people willing to come into the room to take care of the AIDS patients that were gay. They thought that it was an airborne illness, and they stood on the front lines and they took care of people. So shout out to lesbians and also to their flannel, because feel free to wear whatever you want. We thank you. And this was a way to honor them. But
also a way to say sorry, because at the start of gay culture with bars and stuff, a lot of lesbians were not welcomed into gay spaces the way that they should have been. And when they still took care of us, they kind of realized, hey, we gotta treat these people better than we have been.
Martin's got
something
to say.
Just at the start. Sorry, I'm sorry to interrupt, but like I wouldn't say just at the start. It's still going on. Like, there's not really that many lesbian spaces, and
they share theirs with us. So,
no, I know. I mean, again, it's like gays are just
petty.
Sometimes mean.
Yes. I think that the judgmentalness takes effect there. They also don't want... I think that there's this stigma that they don't feel as much oppression as the men do, because they're easily passable. And then straight men also find it sexy when two women kiss. So I think that's kind of like some animosity on our end towards them.
Yeah, but it's like misguided. Because
yes, it is. I agree.
They're women. They were like publicly ostracized.
Yes. But yeah, and then you have all of these people that are out there doing, what are they called? Pink marriages? Purple marriages? Whatever.
Lavender.
The awful fucking color either way. But lavender marriages where they essentially sit down and it's a gay man and a straight woman, or vice versa. And they're doing it for convenience.
They do lesbian and gay men too. And then there's no intimacy within the marriage. It's just they do what they want on the sides.
So why not be straight and just wait 15 years? The intimacy will stop either way.
I don't know. I mean, it's each their own.
Yeah.
But that's one thing where I'm just like, lavender marriages, I'm like, hey, if you guys want to do that,
well,
there has to be a reason for it.
Yeah, but it means being sexually satisfied is a big part of marriage.
I mean,
I guess they go out and get...
I feel like they're using it also as a way to like buck against the system as far as like marriage goes. Because again, like to get certain benefits or, you know, different things that are recognition by like a government agency or whatever, like you have to be married, and it's like very much so, okay, like you guys are going to let me do this because I'm not married, and then a heterosexual, you know, marriage and whatever commitment, then I'm going to just do this and I'm going to get what I deserve.
Yeah, but just to like touch on that, not every state allows that. So like the benefits are not reciprocal for even getting married in every state. We're lucky that it is here, but.
I mean, also certain people might need it as like a beard, I guess you can say. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like maybe you're like in a small community where everybody knows everybody and it's like, okay, you've been called gay, lesbian, whatever.
Yeah.
Your whole life. And you're just like, well, I'm still here. I have to, you know, get through this. So let me just fake the funk.
I mean, that's a different kind of beard that you don't necessarily want on your face, but I'm just saying.
No, I mean,
no, I'm talking about down there, the cooter. You don't want that on your face. That's a different beard.
I don't. I wasn't going there, but I definitely don't.
Well, some people might.
Oh, no. Again, to each their own. Just not me. If there's actually, you know what? I take that.
Oh, he's talking about trans men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are very, that's very cool. Attractive.
But again, that's more of a trans of a personal thing.
Yeah.
I like men. I'm attracted to men.
Manly, yeah, and trans men are men.
Manly energy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I'm not concerned about what's out there.
Just when it's on your face.
No, just when it's on their face. Depends on their face.
Sorry, we got a little bit off topic. Come on, John.
Oh, bring it back to some pride celebrations around the world. We already kind of talked a little bit about how the biggest pride celebration is in Brazil, and then that happens yearly with 4 million plus attendees, which is pretty awesome. That's something I would love to experience. Do you guys know about any other unique ways of celebrating pride from around the world?
I know that Taipei has one, but I'm not necessarily, I think that they come out in like rainbow traditional garb. Nice. Over there, which is kind of cool. They are the first country in Asia to legalize gay marriage, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I actually see that Japan is introducing measures toward nationwide recognition of same-sex partnerships. So that's a big step for Japan.
Yeah, that's huge. How about you, Martin? Any that you know of?
I'm not sure.
Well, you know about Mexico. Oh, sorry.
Well, no, I've heard of Mexico, and not just like Puerto Vallarta, but just like Mexico City. I heard like, and like South America, like other than Brazil, I feel like Mexico is also.
What do they do? Do they do like the Dia de los Muertos thing, or do they? Like with the dress up or anything.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I know they have a big one too, which is weird because a lot of it's state by state down there that allows gay marriage. So for the main city to have such a big pride parade and then to still have state by state recognize, it's a little weird.
Yeah. Well, I know that in Sydney, Australia, they have the Mardi Gras parade, which historically has been very political, but now it's more of a major celebration. And then also I mentioned at the opening, in Amsterdam, they do a canal parade with hundreds of decorated boats, which that's kind of cool too, because I've never experienced anything like that. All of the parades I've been to have just been marching down the street.
How about unique things that happen? Like I know Folsom, that's a big thing, and a lot of people see it on OnlyFans. and on Twitter. Do we know if that even is just like a BDSM thing, or was it just like to openly have sex
I think
in the
it's
street?
It's more of a sexual freedom thing. I don't think it's just BDSM. At least from what I've seen. Again, never been there.
But. A lot of them have leather, though. That's big.
Well, that's a big part of it.
I wonder if that started, like, because I know that we had leather daddies during the 50s when the Pride was just like starting up. But I wonder if that, how that became like a staple in the gay community.
Probably because it's attached to being manly and manliness, like cowboys, the leather. Probably has like something to do with that. I haven't researched.
Yeah, but what about like the Newsies hat? Like, I feel like that's a little weird. It's not a biker hat. When they put it on, they do like the little extra. Read all about it.
The sailors had little.
True.
You know, and a lot of the people in the military were in the closet, especially if they were drafted. Didn't really have a choice at that point.
Yeah, when was Don't Ask, Don't Tell? I know that was during our time. Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed.
Would you like to know how it started?
Yeah.
So the origins and motivations, early 1980s, neighborhood under threat. During the late 1970s and early 80s, San Francisco, south of Market Soma District, home for working class residents, gay motorcycle clubs, leather bars, and bathhouses, faced aggressive gentrification and the shutdown of venues due to AIDS-related public health restrictions. Community activists Kathleen Connell and Michael Valerio, inspired by Harvey Milk's model of using public events for political unity, like the Castro Street Fair, conceived the idea of creating a Soma-based festival.
Wow.
So then that kind of just evolved into what Folsom is now. Basically, there was a rebranding. I have to name it Folsom Street Fair.
Wow. Is there any other, like, interesting, like, we know how things started and we know where they're going. And we know about these massive celebrations that go on around the world. But are there any, like, weird traditions that go along with it? Like, for example, I know that there's a thing in, I think, want to say it's Malaysia, where they have the celebration where the women get to come out and, like, slap their husbands with sticks while they're running down the street because they're allowed to, like, punish their wives throughout the year. So this is their way of getting back at them.
I did not know about that. Yeah, I didn't know about that.
I mean, I don't know about too many things like that, but I do have a few interesting things here. Let's see, in Brighton, England, there's Pride with a dog show, Pride Pooches.
That's kind of cool.
That's different.
Yeah.
And there is...
is that like babies in tiaras for gays? It's babies in tiaras for gays.
Pretty much. But yeah, in Antarctica, there's a Pride celebration for researchers.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure there's a good amount of them.
That's like the worst. No, maybe not. Maybe if they're all attractive, they're stuck there for like months at a time.
I mean, even if they're not all attractive, eventually after being stuck with each other for a good amount
of time. They'll start to think they are.
At least if they're gay men, yeah.
They must blow through booze down there like it's crazy. There's nothing else to do. What are you going to...
Or maybe they don't because they're just researching and they need to be top of their game.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Do it.
Keep that to myself.
Nope. Do it. Nope. Why? We share here, Martin. We don't keep...
I was going to say, I wonder if there's like a booming population of a certain STI over there. You know, like in nursing homes that like...
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm just like, you know...
It makes sense.
Once it gets there, how does it get out of there? If there's so many gays over there.
That's true. I mean, a health risk. Do they like airdrop?
Maybe it's so cold that it just dies.
Well, that was morbid.
I didn't say the person. I'm talking about the infection. Jesus.
They just go, like, get a yeast infection, and they go outside and air it out for a few minutes, and it's gone. The chlamydia just freezes off the tip of your peen.
Oh my god. With that, in Anchorage, Alaska, there is a drag sled race.
That sounds awesome. I would go see that.
Yeah. So another unique event in Pride is in alpine yodeling for Pride in Switzerland. At some Swiss Pride events, like in Bern or Zurich, local traditions merge with queer culture, including LGBTQ plus folk performances and, yes, Pride yodeling contests. One past event crowned a yodel queen who yodeled Beyonce lyrics.
How does that work?
I'm not sure.
What Beyonce song it was. Like, what Beyonce song are you yodeling to?
I would love to know the answer to that.
Girls. Run the world. Girl.
I mean, I guess that would be a good one to yodel.
Yeah. I would like to hear them do Crazy in Love.
I would like to hear them do, what's it called? I just had a brain fart.
The one from Renaissance?
No.
Take another sip, Martin.
Drunk in Love. Okay, wait. Drunk in Love.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I was singing it earlier in the car, and I was more doing like a...
like a turkey gobble.
Oh my god.
You're so serious, too.
Yeah.
Oh. What else from the
Sorry,
Yodel Queen?
Cut that out. You guys have to cut that out. I know you guys are.
No, that was too good.
Yeah, no. I know.
In places like Denver, Phoenix, and Reno, there are Pride rodeos.
Those I've heard of.
Yes. And then
I was gonna say there was an alien pride.
I mean, there probably is.
Roswell, that would be cute.
Yeah, they all go out to Area 51 and try and avoid the mines.
Canada focuses on Indigenous pride as well during their pride season, and they do. Oh, some areas do Indigenous gatherings for Two-Spirit focused.
Oh,
members of the community.
Trans pride.
That's pretty cool because yeah. you don't get that. They don't get a lot of representation. So I think that's nice. Canada is really big on that, though. They're very good at acknowledging
Indigenous.
Yeah. Their culture.
Yeah, they have a tribe up there that eats only raw fish.
Ooh.
Like everything they eat is raw. Have you guys ever seen this?
I feel like you've told me about it, but I don't.
Is there one in Alaska, too?
Well, I think they're like different tribes are the same.
No, yeah.
But it's crazy. Like they eat the char and beluga whales and yeah, it's cool. There's a TikToker out there right now who's I want to say Inuk is the tribe.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, she has like the tattoos right here.
Yeah,
the lines.
Well, she just recently got them. Like now, and it's her and her mom a lot of times with the like,
throat singing.
I feel like I know who you're talking about. I feel like I've seen her.
Yeah.
To bring it back to what Martin was saying about Mexico, in Guadalajara, they have a pig mascot march. Guadalajara's pride often features a dancing pig mascot named okay. Trumpita.
Okay. It's gay pride and pigs. I don't know.
She leads the parade representing abundance, joy, and transformation. She has her own fan base and frequently gets her hooves painted pink for the event.
Okay, queen.
I know, cute. Martin. My mind went the same way.
Okay, yeah.
Well, when I first went to read it, I was like, oh boy, what is this going to be?
You're the biggest slut in the town. We're going to parade you around.
They got the pig on a pedestal. All praise the community pig.
We should explain. Nice we should explain what a pig is for our heterosexual listeners that don't.
Can we really explain what a pig is, though?
Would you like to do the honors, Peter?
I would rather not. I was hoping Martin would take the reins on that one.
Depends on what kind of pig we're talking about.
I was just about to say, I was like, because there's
cum pigs, there's piss pigs.
Okay.
It's someone who's really into something. I guess you could say that's...
They like to be degraded, typically.
That's like in a some way. Generalization, yes.
Yeah.
They like to be dominated with certain aspects.
Yes.
Yes. A lot of them are... I know we talk about this a lot, but a lot of them are fisting. That's a big one.
Yeah, they do like that.
It's somebody that is into like extreme, like extremely focused into kink. How about that?
Yeah, that's a somewhat of a good generalization, I think.
That's true.
Because it doesn't necessarily mean that it's just one specific. Like it is typically like that. Like you said, that there's focus. They're really strong attachments to kink.
Yeah.
And it's typically like, in my opinion, the more obscure kinks that maybe don't always have that aren't considered spotlight, so to speak. So people are a little bit less open about them. But
it's talking about shit.
No, I'm talking about in general. Like that could be one of them.
Shit a lot on here.
I know.
Peter loves to bring up shit.
We're gonna cut this out. Yeah.
No, we're gonna cut this out.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
This is what ties everything together.
Yeah. Oh,
shit.
No, it's like gat play is a big one for pigs too.
Well, I mean, again, it's like you guys said, it's anything. It could be anything. You could be a pig for anything.
Yeah.
It's not as scary though.
Like you could be a gym pig.
Yeah.
You could be a barbecue pig. Literally and figuratively, yes, you can. I love barbecue and I am a pig.
I mean, we are going to see a lot of barbecue in P-Town though, so.
Do you guys want to play a game?
Yeah, sure.
So what kind I have... of game? Is it going to tell me how gay I am?
No, unfortunately. This is just a trivia game.
No. So I've got we can do that next, Martin.
Some trivia questions for you guys. Do you know the first country to legalize same-sex marriage?
Netherlands.
Yes. In 2001.
I'm probably going to fail this and it's going to make me look...
What activist famously threw the shot glass heard round the world or the brick?
Yeah, I thought it was a brick.
It was, but Marsha to not B. say Johnson who it was, it was yes. the shot glass heard round the world.
But I thought you said an actress.
Activist.
Huh. Okay. Now, you see, you remembered her name. I didn't.
Good job.
Well, I mean, once you said bricks, then I understood. Yeah, because
that was Stonewall.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was known as.
Yep. Yes. And then, what was the first state to legalize same-sex marriage? That one's easy.
Massachusetts. Mass,
yeah, in 2004.
It was Mass? I thought it was Vermont. I knew it was some New England town. That's sad. I knew we were either first or second, but
Massachusetts.
Let's see. We've got one here. Which country has the highest LGBTQ plus population openly identifying in surveys?
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
It's either Iceland or New Zealand.
I don't know. I'm going to say Australia, maybe. I don't know.
It's the Netherlands with 10%.
Australia is a big country.
Yeah. And my last question for you guys, who was the original designer of the original, well, who was the designer of the original Pride flag?
You did say this earlier and I don't know who it was.
I don't remember his name.
Oh, come on guys. It's Gilbert Baker.
Yeah, I didn't remember. I knew it started with a G.
I know you said it earlier. I'm returning some information. I know where I am right now.
Well, just to throw it back to what Martin was saying at the beginning of the episode about how we as the LGBTQ plus community have been around for a really long time. Just someone I'd like to bring up is, and I may pronounce her name wrong, so I do apologize, is Lily LB from Denmark, was among the first openly transgender people in the early 20th century. So I think that's important to bring to light because a lot of people seem to think that it's this new thing that's suddenly occurring, and it's not. Like Martin said, we've been around forever. We've been around since before things were even documented in writing. It's just a matter of whether or not documentation of us has been destroyed to meet other people's, what's the word I'm looking for?
Standard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, we have been around for a really long time.
I mean, there's still documentation, though, which is why it's funny, because, like, people try to act like it's something new, and You just erase it. Documentation from close to the dawn of time that we've been around.
Yep. Just thinking about like
the shocking thing is that the documentation is usually a lot better than we're being treated nowadays.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing.
Just to bring back to some like world heroes that people talk about constantly, like Achilles was in a relationship with his cousin, I believe, who was a man. I think his name was Perseus. And also Alexander the Great was in a relationship with a man.
I did hear about that recently.
And in the Roman times, the Spartan times, they would encourage their fellow countrymen when they're going to war to have sex with them, each other, because it created a bond between them. They would fight harder. Just kind of cool.
Sure they would.
Not all heroes wave flags.
I just had to because of it.
Light of a half stiff conversation. Yeah.
No, but again, yeah, like, I feel like it was more, it wasn't talked about in a negative way, but it wasn't, like, also talked about in, like, a, I don't know, like, we're going to separate you guys into a group kind of way. It was kind of just, like, more open, more free.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, things like RuPaul's Drag Race has made it easier. Things like RuPaul's Drag Race has made it more visually acceptable.
Digestible, I guess, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's a great segue because I really want to talk about how Pride has flowed into pop culture and how it's become a bit more mainstream, I guess I should say. That's a great way of putting it, Peter. RuPaul's Drag Race has broken down a lot of doors for different countries to put LGBTQ plus entertainment on their TVs. There's now 15 countries that have their own franchise of the Drag Race enterprise, or whatever you want to call it. So that's pretty awesome. They are going to be expanding to Korea this year, actually. So that's
kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's progress.
I guess, I mean, it definitely is, because I mean, it's highlighting that we're everywhere also. Mm-hmm. We're not just...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know that they had some issues. They had a pride parade in Jamaica where it's not necessarily socially acceptable. And it ended with chaos and beatings and stuff. So that wasn't great. But they came back again next year to do it. Well, we are resilient.
I guess how it starts, right?
Yeah.
Hey, right. Whether it's a parade or a protest, the gays are showing up and we've got glitter and grudges. So,
well, I do want to bring up something along those lines. Is like, I feel like a lot of people nowadays, especially because it's becoming more acceptable, forget that like people had to fight for this. Like, I mean,
clearly, absolutely, I don't
know them, but like people had to fight for this and like show up every year, show up every time, like, you know, there was something going on in order for us to be able to even celebrate Pride or even be able to be out or even consider, you know, coming out and being safe.
No, that's a great point. But that it's like when we just talked about Marsha P. Johnson and Stonewall. Sure, people like Audre Lorde, Edith Windsor, Lily Elby and David Kato from Uganda, those people have all been advocates for LGBTQ plus different things, for laws that are better for LGBTQ plus people, for just making us have the same human rights and things. So there's been so many people who had Pride but didn't necessarily get to celebrate it the way that we now get to. And I think it's really important that we don't forget what they did to get us to where we are.
Yeah, I agree. I think that pride parades have kind of like turned into who can be the biggest hoe, wear the least amount of clothes. We literally drove through Providence Pride at the end and saw somebody outside in their underwear wearing a harness, like pissing on the building with full on peeing out.
I mean,
twink.
I'm going to be honest.
Demon twink.
You could drive by Providence and you would find someone like doing that on any day.
Yeah.
I know, but in full on like rainbow and everything. Yeah. It's kind of just automatically pointing a finger at us. Like where it's exciting for us to be able to go out and express ourselves on Pride, but just like throwing it in people's faces like that is a little much. It's not what they fought for.
No, but how do we know? Maybe they did fight for
it. No, maybe they did.
And yeah, we can't exactly ask them, but if they want to contact us through Ouija board.
But I feel like acceptance isn't just like, yeah. And, you know, acceptance and understanding doesn't have to be that extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, we gave them dungeons. There's sex dungeons out there.
But I guess like if you're protesting too, like, I mean, kids protest with their bodies and their sexuality.
Yeah.
We don't really
have are you protesting?
I feel like gays are protesting about everything. We just don't have all the signs all the time. I feel like Pride is the biggest protest ever to be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, and I understand, like, you know, I can understand certain situations. Like, you know, the sexuality can be toned down in certain situations. Like, I can agree with that. But it's also like a huge fuck you.
Yeah.
And it's the one time of year where every like town, city, you know, country can kind of say fuck you and be like, we're still here. Hey guys, how you doing? How y'all doing?
That's true.
Yeah. But you can protest without having to piss on a building and having everyone see your dick.
Again, certain situations.
Like, why are you pissing on the club that you're drinking at?
Maybe you should go pee behind a car.
Yes, and crouch like everybody else, like a normal person.
Oh my god,
I did not need to see that. Clearly it stuck with me.
A little bit more on how Pride is showing up in pop culture. Did you guys know that Kim Petras has become the first trans woman to headline major global music festivals?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I love that for her.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. She's amazing. Yeah.
I was listening to her earlier when I was listening to all my Slut Pop.
Coconut.
I don't know if that one's on Slut Pop.
It should be. You just want to watch them jiggle.
Anyways, they're just, yeah, Slut Pop is like a genre now. I don't know if it really is, but I feel like it is.
I think she kind of, like, what's the word?
Ushered in that area.
It was always there a little bit, but she kind of gave it a spotlight.
I don't know. I mean, Slut Pop has always been there, but
yeah, but she like brought it more into the mainstream by kind of coming out with other stuff and then saying, oh, hey, take a look at this. And people were like, oh, I like this too.
Well, you sent us Heidi Montag.
I kind of liked that song too when it was playing.
It was maybe funny.
The beat was good too. I like it. It was very, I don't know.
Yeah, it made things quiver for you, Mark.
And I was like, oh my god, this is my theme song all summer.
Please don't.
I'm just kidding.
You guys want to play another quick game?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to read you a description, and you tell me if it's a lie or if it's actually Pride related.
Why are we going to go through Martin's life?
Is it not?
Yes. So is it real or is it not true? It's essentially true or false, but you can say lie or Pride.
That last game you guys played, I was very confused.
Yeah, so this is just true or false. Okay. So we'll start with an easy one because I've already given you the answer. Antarctica hosts a Pride celebration.
True.
Yes!
That's what they do, Martin. They go, yes!
They go, yes!
Sound like penguins.
Berlin Pride features a sausage eating contest.
Oh, I can see that.
I'd say true.
true.
No, but it is plausible.
It should be. Yeah.
Maybe at a certain bar at a certain time that happens.
Maybe. Any German listeners, please let us know if there is anywhere that there is a Pride sausage eating contest.
There's an ounce the truth of every myth.
Let's see. Sydney Pride Parade started as a protest march.
I don't know. I would say yes, just because they all start that way.
Yes, okay, in 1978 as a political protest.
But I could also see them just being too hot and stripping their clothes off. Yeah, and protests. Protesting these fucking clothes!
I mean, if they're speaking, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people from around the world that would not have a problem with that, because a lot of people love the Australian accent.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. It's going to sound awful.
Yeah, I'm not going to attempt it, because it would be insulting to anyone from Australia. Greenland has pride events despite small population.
Who?
Greenland.
That would be impressive.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true. Nuuk celebrates pride annually.
Wow. We literally are everywhere.
And the last statement, pride celebrations are illegal in Russia.
True.
Yes, sadly that is true.
They very much hate us.
See, that's weird because I saw a TikTok couple, and I think I told you this, that they went to like 10 of the like most gay friendly areas or like least gay friendly areas, and Russia, they gave a 10 out of 10 for safety.
Wow.
What do they look like and where in Russia do they go to? Because I feel like those are two big things.
Yeah, they were like the typical, you know, front bushy-haired, frigging hair coif, white boys, thanks.
Well, that explains why they weren't, like, looked at funny.
And second off, did they tell us that they weren't in any PDA or anything? Because that's also a big thing. Because you could go there and just look like two friends, especially if you're European.
Yeah.
European men are already, like, not to stereotype, but, like, European men are more...
They were like cuddling in the grass.
They're more comfortable with their sexuality and they're, you know, and more affectionate
already
compared to like American men or Americans.
Yeah, I mean, but they were like cuddling in the grass and everything. So
okay.
I thought that was weird, but then it didn't surprise me that Dubai was like, they didn't feel safe at all.
Oh no, I heard Dubai was terrible.
Yeah, like that's not somewhere you even show affection. There was another couple that we've seen that went there, their plane was grounded there.
It was in Dubai?
Yeah, it was grounded there as they were like flying over, and they had to get a hotel room and everything, and they had to walk on like opposite sides of the street and stuff.
Just so no one would suspect.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So speaking of other countries and LGBTQ plus like laws and things like that and how you have to be. I want to bring up some positive news. We've got some positive news out of Taiwan announcing that further expansion for LGBTQ plus adoption rights is in process.
Oh, yay, Taiwan.
Yeah.
Progressive.
And another one that is really awesome and inspiring. The first openly transgender mayor was elected in India in 2024.
Wow. Okay. That's a big thing.
That's big, yeah.
Which is a stark difference to our country, specifically Florida, where they've got all these anti-LGBTQ laws going on and they treat people, especially trans people, like they're freaking Voldemort.
Hmm. Isn't there like a prince over there in like in Bataan or something that's gay? I can't remember.
I think I heard about that.
But he's like openly gay and he's a prince.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's from the one you're talking about is from India.
India. Okay.
I'm not going to try and say his name because I'm very bad with letter combinations and I don't want to be insulting.
Yeah. Their names are more complex.
But yes.
Anyway. Yeah, that's cool. I know Thailand has gay marriage now because their king made it acceptable.
I did see that as well.
I just didn't know any of this information.
It's good for everyone that's listening. It's new for us, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's a lot of education that can happen around Pride, and it can be kind of overwhelming, especially if you don't really understand or know all the history of it. It can seem like it's just people kind of throwing stuff in your face. But I think...
For a month.
Yeah. But I think people have to remember the reason that it's happening is because we weren't always treated equally, and we still aren't. It's the same. It's part of the same reason that different ethnicities have like cultural pride events, because a lot of times in other countries they are treated differently because they embrace their culture still, and it's a way of just being proud of who you are and the fact that not everything about you is the same. I don't know. That's my take on it.
Yeah, I don't like when the people are, you have the straight people that, not everyone, obviously, but they're like, oh, well, let's have straight pride. Straight pride. Isn't that fucking every month of the year?
Pretty much.
Every day, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We get 1 month, and then you have the other people, oh, well, how come we don't get a month? Because you have 11. Just a thought.
That's a good point. Well, before we wrap up, I have a question for you guys. Do you have anything pride related you'd like to let our listeners know about, like a favorite pride anthem or a pride survival hack, anything like that? A guilty pleasure or a quick confession about something you hate about pride season?
I hate. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if you have anyone that like loves you and openly appreciates you, bring them to Pride with you. Go to Pride with them. Anyone who loves you, your chosen family, your biological family, whoever it is that, you know, shows you love and appreciates you for who you are, experience that at least with them once. Because I feel like it's something magical that a lot of people don't get to experience. And it really shows them the different side. Like, yes, yeah, there's people dancing in their underwear or whatever, but there's like a certain magic to Pride. And a lot of people just see the outside and don't get to experience it. And when you do, especially with your loved ones, no matter who they are, it's something magical and special.
Absolutely.
Well said.
I love that.
Yeah. Honestly, I just remember, don't ever forget that the people that fought for you to be able to express yourself so freely, make sure that you honor them. Doesn't matter. Honor them in your own way, but never forget that it was not always this easy for us to be out. So try less to be so vulgar and more to be appreciative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I completely second that.
I mean, I like thongs as much as the next person, but I don't need to see it all the time.
We're all there.
Right. And don't forget that we all are there. Like, sometimes we bring our grandmothers.
Yeah, that's true. There's a time and place for a thong. Listen, it's not necessarily out on the street.
Sometimes Granny likes a man in a thong.
Sometimes, yeah, you're right.
Very true. Sometimes the grandmothers are the most expressive at Pride.
That's very true. I've seen some very expressive grandmothers at Pride.
Flapping people's asses, throwing dollar bills in their frigging G-string.
Hey, you gotta have fun.
Yeah, but know your audience. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
And that's another thing. There's certain events for certain people at Pride, so you can...
Yeah.
You can kind of gauge what you're doing.
It's kind of like that argument that drag queens shouldn't be around kids. Well, there are certain drag shows that are not for kids, but a drag queen reading a storybook in a princess dress is probably not going to be bad for kids. Know where you're taking your audience to.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to just like pull out and like their tuck right there in front of the kids.
Exactly.
People need to understand that. It's just as much painful as them, like sitting there and all that garb, sucking it all in. They just want to read the damn book, okay?
It's the same as like thinking about going to a concert. There's certain concerts you would take your kids to, and there's certain concerts you wouldn't take your kids to.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's the same thing. Certain gay events you take your family to, and certain gay pride events you don't take your family to. I think we all know.
Like Folsom? Our cousin went, my cousin went to Folsom. I don't think he knew what he was in for.
I feel like I've heard that there's a lot of straight people that go to Folsom, but are just, you know, in the lifestyle or just appreciative of it.
Yeah. I think that he was not prepared.
I don't.
This particular cousin is straight.
I don't think I would be prepared.
Yeah, I think I would even be thrown off by stuff going on there. I'd be like, oh, wow. Stuff,
yeah. Yeah, I thought you would be like all for it, Martin.
I mean, I would be.
Me too, but.
You know what it is? It would be something new, and I would be not taken back, but just more surprised.
Yeah.
That's what I would be. That this act is happening on the street. I feel like, because the acts, I feel like, I don't think I'd have an issue with the acts or what's going on, but just the fact that it's going on the street, I think is what would throw me off.
Yeah, same, same, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, wait, there's just, we're on the street in broad daylight? Because I've seen this all happen.
Many times, but.
Yeah, but not in broad daylight on the street. Yeah.
I've also felt these things happening in the dark.
Oh my God. With that, I would just like to let our listeners know about a couple of my favorite queer anthems right now. 76th Street has a song called Lipstick Lounge, which I absolutely love. Check it out if you're looking for a LGBTQ plus song. It's a lesbian group. They're freaking awesome. Love them. And then another one that is a bit older, but I have just been loving it again this, well, today for Pride Month. Jan, Alaska, and Peppermints. Gay Hands Up, that's a really fun little party song for anyone looking to get in the pride spirit.
How about you, Martin? I know you have a particular song today.
Oh, no, it's just today. It's just 5G by Heidi What Montag, yeah.
Yeah,
yep. That was a good one. That was a good one.
I don't know. It's not really gay pride, but it's definitely slut pop. And I'm sure people will like it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you have the oldies, but goodies like Gloria Gaynor and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Show Me Love by Robin S.
Yeah. Yeah. That song, that, I don't know. That's a year round anthem though.
That is. I do listen to that frequently.
Yeah. That's
every
regular
every
for me.
Remix there is of it also.
Yeah, like the Thunder Post remix for the It's Not Right, But It's Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good pride one.
That is a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Well, with that, I guess it is about time to wrap up. So send us your pride horror stories. Share your pride pictures with us for any pride events you go to on our social media. We'd love to see what you guys are doing. Don't be afraid to come up and talk to us if you see us out at an event. And don't forget to just engage with our social media. Let us know what you guys want to hear. And we'll try and get it out there for you.
Yep. And also, Martin will be attending as an honorary avocado with us to Provincetown Pride. So just look for him. He drinks a lot. I'm just kidding.
Wow, but you do. Thanks.
No, just look for him. His head is shiny. See, that was worse.
Wow.
No, I'll go with that one.
I'll go with that one.
Listen, if I have two gay babysitters, you know it's
me. Just look for the smell of vinegar, right?
Oh my God.
No. Be freshly squeaky clean and waxed.
Well, with that, we've gone across oceans and borders, and pride echoes in many languages, but the message is always the same. We're here, we're queer, and we have glitter. We'll talk to you later, Doom Scrollers. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.